On today's show, Peugeot reveals a concept that's a nod to its past and future. BMW launches a motorcycle rental service, and Alex Partner shares its advice to automakers on how to prepare for the disruption mobility is going to cause. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the voice of the global automotive industry. Well, if you've ever wanted to ride a BMW motorcycle but don't have the means to own one, you're in luck. BMW Motorrad is launching a new service called Rent-A-Ride that allows you to rent one of its motorcycles on a short-term basis. You just select what model you'd like to ride from a website, and if it's available, you pick it up at a participating dealership. The service also includes a training session and any necessary equipment or accessories. Rent-A-Ride is first being tested in Germany, Austria, and France, and if everything goes well, it will be expanded to cover all of BMW Motorrad's sales network. Commercial vehicles could look a whole lot nicer in the future. Volkswagen just showed off this concept for a future panel van called the ID. Buzz Cargo. The automaker projects there would be several battery sizes available, with the largest providing 340 miles of range on the European WLTP cycle. A large solar roof would extend that range by an additional 9.3 miles. It would have a maximum payload of a little over 1,700 pounds and have level 4 autonomous capability. VW says a van like this could be launched as early as 2021. If you want to be a player in the auto industry, you need money, and lots of it. So Aston Martin is going to launch an IPO next month to raise money selling stock. According to Reuters, there are already orders for all that stock, and that should bring in around $6 billion or more. But some analysts warn that Brexit could hurt Aston's car sales in Europe, since they'll now be hit with a 10% import tariff. In any case, it's really smart for Aston to accumulate a war chest of finances before Britain goes off on its own. Are you following Autoline on social media? If not, you can check us out on Twitter by searching at Autoline and look for us on Instagram and Facebook by looking for the Autoline Network. Even though NASCAR is the most watched racing series in the U.S., its popularity is starting to slide. We'll have more about that right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by ExxonMobil.
Peugeot unveiled a cool-looking concept inspired by its classic 504 coupe called the E-Legend. It's autonomous, and when the system is engaged, the steering wheel retracts into the dash, the front seats recline, and the side armrests move to free up more room. It's powered by 100 kilowatt-hours of batteries, which provide a range of 600 kilometers, or about 373 miles, and that's based on the WLTP test. The E-Legend can move from 0 to 100 kilometers an hour in under 4 seconds, and can hit a top speed of 220 kilometers per hour, or about 137 miles per hour. One of its technology highlights is a voice-activated artificial intelligence assistant, which the company says a version of it will appear in its production vehicles within 2 years. And the audio system features technology that allows each passenger to listen to different music without using headphones. The Peugeot E-Legend concept makes its debut at the Paris Auto Show in early October. You know, even though NASCAR's Cup Series is the most popular kind of racing in the U.S., it's losing viewership while IndyCar and Formula One are growing. Last weekend's NASCAR race in Las Vegas got 2.1 million viewers. It was the first race in the Chase, NASCAR's version of the playoffs. But viewership dropped nearly 9% compared to last year. Meanwhile, 629,000 people watched the IndyCar finale at the Sonoma Raceway, an increase of 19% compared to last year. And the Formula One Grand Prix of Singapore got 469,000 American viewers, up 4.2% from last year. NASCAR just named a new president, so hopefully that will put the series on the road to recovery. and it sure is good to see IndyCar and F1 gaining in popularity. Every car company and supplier we visit complains of not being able to get the engineers they need. But maybe artificial intelligence can help take care of that. Daimler is part of a project that is trying to help machines think more like a human, called Artificial Intelligence Aided X, or AIAX for short. The goal is to have computers evaluate simulation results and make an assessment, giving clear reasons for the results. Humans would still be needed to validate the findings because computers don't have gut feelings, but the assessment part of the process can be very complex, and this would free up time for designers and engineers. Coming up next, automakers better prepare for the mobility disruption that's coming, or else. Automakers, suppliers, and tech companies are investing tens of billions of dollars to develop autonomous, connected, electrified, and shared vehicles. But Alex Partners, a global consulting company, says much of that money is going to be wasted. On Autoline this week, Mark Wakefield of Alex Partners shares his advice for automakers on how to prepare for that future.
The Autoline This Week Powertrain Series Preview is brought to you by BorgWarner.
Most companies can't be all things to all people. And so you see OEMs that are very strong at assembly, at integration, at vehicle design, at distribution, at being global. They have some strengths that can be leveraged if you put those in partnership with some technology companies, with suppliers, and with dealers, rental car companies that have access to large fleets that are used to keeping the trains running on time or keeping the cars ready for you. People are good at different things, and that ecosystem can be put together in a way that doesn't have everybody competing with each other, but instead has people cooperating more. And so these partnerships are generally where we're bringing most OEMs, but it depends a lot on the situation.
For more about how mobility poses a threat to automakers, suppliers, and rental companies, you can watch that entire discussion right now on our website, autoline.tv, or you can find it on our YouTube channel. That's it for today. Thanks for watching, and have a great weekend.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details, and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed. Keep you informed.